KC of the Poets and Podcast. If you like what you're watching, subscribe, share to a friend. Make sure y'all hit that button. Now we start the show.
Episode 293.
There we go.
Of the Poor Horseman, you got LP,
JC,
Phil.
It's KC here.
And we've got a lot to unpack, but before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by Crockett Law. You can contact Bank on Brian for all of your legal needs. We had a great show with them, Phil, on Thursday. That'll be dropping this week where we unpack how you can get bread if you fall in a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I'm trying to fall tonight, matter of fact, because you can get millions.
Yes, inside the gas station or what?
He gave us the hustle. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this right
don't
now.
Do it. Don't
I'm not
going to
get y'all to hustle. Yeah, but if you want to know how to get early retirement, you got to be willing to have at least one concussion. Why are you looking at me like that, bro? You don't want a concussion?
No, I've had a concussion before. I'm perfectly fine with
it. Are you comfortable getting another for a million?
Yes.
Well, if you're comfortable getting a concussion.
Oh, my God.
In a gas station.
Yeah.
And you want to make $1 million, contact our attorneys. They are ready to serve you today.
Hey, you know the Midwest is crazy. You know how I know the Midwest is crazy? They have a gas station line called Come and Go, and it's spelled K-U-M and Go.
But why? Why? What are you thinking about right now? We ain't on Bluetooth yet.
Because you said gas stations, and it made me think of that weird-ass gas station. Your brother know we played sports
why
together.
Why are you calling him out
no,
right now?
No, because we played sports together. We used to see these
and y'all,
like, when we
and
travel.
Y'all come and go.
With them hoes?
Yeah, listen. So the first thing that I think we really need to talk about is everyone had a celestial moment last week. Celestial. Space. What?
I'm with him on this one.
Early, man.
Yes,
what you
early.
Mean?
We ain't even 30 minutes in this bitch.
We ain't even in five.
Celestris. What you say?
Celestial.
Come on, bro.
How was everybody weekend?
That's what I'm talking about, the eclipse. Y'all didn't get no
that
power?
That was last weekend.
No, the eclipse was Monday.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you see it?
Because I got hold.
You got hold?
I got hold. Somebody hold you.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we had the students, of course, and we were supposed to just take them all. I got stuck with the kids that didn't want to pay for the glasses. And this makes me pissed. It pissed me off even more because why y'all charging these why y'all charging these kids for some glasses I got from Whataburger that same day for free?
Your Whataburger glasses definitely didn't have the right UV perfection. That's crazy.
They had them.
No way.
Yeah, The one I had, I had one from Jenny's Ice Cream I got from Sundays.
What?
Yeah. I went to Jenny's Ice Cream with my wife on that Sunday. They gave me a pair of glasses for the eclipse. And then I went to Whataburger for lunch. And then they gave me another pair of glasses. So I was like, I'm going to give these to a kid that couldn't afford them. But then apparently I got stuck with all these little kids that couldn't go. And so I just had to hand them off to two of them, just like, y'all go, because I couldn't go.
They should have had NASA. They should have had NASA donate glasses to all the HISD.
All
you know
of them.
That's true.
They did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just must not have got your school.
See, bro.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't get no powers then because you what? So I'm disregard you. Were you able to see the eclipse?
Nah,
you don't even believe in science. All right, so I'm going to go to you. Did you see the eclipse?
It was too cloudy.
Man, what is going on here, bro? So I saw a sliver of the eclipse. Just enough. I was in Tennessee. Just enough where I got two powers. One, I didn't have to wear my glasses for like a week. Like straight up. Mm. I had like 20 eagle vision. Like I could see people transparent.
LP thought he was seeing people transparent, but when they was looking at him, this is how he was looking. He was like, hey, so let me tell you, this is what I think.
Super close.
This is what I think of the annual tax session.
Goddamn
powers.
Taxes are due tomorrow, so get your shit together. But also, my second power, I ran a 40-yard dash as fast as Cat Williams. I just tried it in the gym. I tried because right after I did a 4.9, I got it timed on my phone. I should have took a video of it. I'm really offended that I didn't.
Why were you running?
Because I wanted to see if I had powers. Look,
did
bro,
you try to climb a wall and shit?
Nah, I'm not a monkey. But the eclipse was supposed to give me powers.
You're stupid.
What you mean?
You coming back from a multiple, very bad injury.
Yeah, two injuries in one
time. I don't even have them type of injuries, and I know not to try this.
Well, you didn't get powers.
No, I'm you talking about this in regular, like in regular life. I know my limits. Even when I hoop with my students. Like, I'm like, I could do this move, but, like, I ain't even going to risk it. I know too many people that be ripping their shit.
Well, Liz, do you know your limits? Are you still hooping?
Nah, brother, I stopped.
Look. And then tomorrow night in the Patreon.
It's going to be,
hey guys, I got a game.
I really
quit. I had 26
points.
I really did.
I'm stopped that shit. Because I don't want to go into surgery, man. We flowing too good. I don't want to come in on
pressure. So you're saying you don't want to have surgery to impact the pod.
There you go. I love y'all.
Just not your normal life with your kid and all those things, mate.
Nah, that'll be all right.
But how was your weekend, sir? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good. I wanted to talk to y'all about how these kids got it made with, like, in sports. And, like, I went to my nephew's, they had the overtime 707 tournament. It's, like, called OT7 or something like that. So he plays for Team Lillard. And I'm out there. They got this big production, all these sponsors. I guess the teams get invited, but, like, this shit is crazy. Like, college coaches out there, they own TV. It was live on NFL Network. Mm-hmm. And then it was live on YouTube and all the other little sites. Mm-hmm. Fucking camera. They got the camera on, you know, the Monday Night Football where the camera's, like, following them around on the field and shit. Mm-hmm. They got that shit.
Wow.
It's like, God damn, I'm looking around like, damn. My nephew, he's one of the top receivers in Oregon. And he played, like, his team, like, they got, like, top-ranked dudes. Like, you would think these dudes was in college already.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy to see how the evolution of the internet and then even infiltrated sports. Like, yeah. And these kids getting signed. They got kids walking around like, I'm making, like, a couple, 10K a month or something. Like, they getting money. Like, some of these kids getting money already.
Yeah. Did you want to suit up and try to get another year of eligibility?
And I was thinking about that.
Like, I knew you were.
What if? Like, no, you'll tear something. And these kids cold than a bitch.
So you say like that 18-year-olds are better than you right now.
The skill position.
No, that's all they do is skill now. Yeah, like, it ain't, they don't even.
It's not even like you just, it's not like football where when we was growing up, I didn't play. Yeah. But I remember my partners, him, like all of them was like very training for like football. Mm-hmm. Now they just do skill shit.
Yeah.
And then just utilize that. Like, people getting full rides of 707 film.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Like, it's crazy. And then the amount of money they pouring into it is even more crazy.
Because it's more exciting. They score more.
Nah, it is. It's good. It's nice. It's cool to watch. Like, the Knicks code.
It's all go.
Yeah.
You know, people want to see points.
I mean, if you can get a scholarly off of 707.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's crazy.
You can't even get touched.
That's crazy to me.
Quarterbacks.
I mean, obviously, like, you still got to perform, like, on real pads.
You got to catch.
Like, these kids got more of an opportunity now is the thing. Like, they just got more of an opportunity.
That's good for us.
And if they build they following up on Instagram or whatever it is, that's just more stock for them.
Yeah.
Social media definitely makes a difference in recruitment now for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that bread that they make in NIL is stupid. Like, because I was seeing that guys now get paid to go on visits.
Yeah.
Not even to sign for the school.
Yeah, they do.
They're getting paid to go on a visit for the school.
Texas Tech came up to me and my wife was like, hey, if your nephew score, man, we can get him a visit to Texas Tech. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, cool. But he don't want to go to Texas Tech.
Take the visit.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying that's the type of stuff that they're doing.
Think if Allen Iverson's mom had film of him to take. Now, she already accepted. What's my man name? The coach for Georgetown?
Yeah, John Thompson.
She called.
Okay, she called. Okay, yeah. She called. Yeah,
the only film she had was in the bar fight.
That's why. Right.
That was the film.
So he was the national player of the year.
He still had the bowling fight.
But I know, but he was like, he was still that guy.
Film, like a lot of film on him just to show and present to him. I'm pretty sure they had some.
I think the only camp he went to was that Nike camp they used to have, I think.
Well, ABC.
He was cold in football, too.
Yeah. Super.
He was supposed to go to Notre Dame for football.
Let's get right into that while we on Allen Iverson.
Did the Philadelphia 76ers not know that Allen Iverson wasn't a tiny person because his statue is crazy. It is as big as this liquor bottle.
No, so what came out was that they do all their statues in that size.
Nah, he isn't. No, he's a smaller, bro.
I'm not arguing against that. He should get a big ass statue.
Yeah, he's a smaller, bro.
But what I'm saying is they had Billy Cunningham, Wilt Chamberlain, Julius Irvin. Yeah. They got all them in that same size. So it's not like they just hold him. Because that's what I thought.
The statue looks like a fantasy football trophy.
I was like, bro, this shit is disrespectful as fuck.
It is. Like, I'm really offended.
Is it going to be outside?
Yes, it's outside.
It's not even outside the stadium. It's the outside of, like, the facilities or some shit.
So they don't have none of those, like, big, like the Jordan statue?
No. Only Rocky.
Huh?
They only Rocky. Have Rocky, which
Rocky,
is crazy.
Yeah. Rocky got a 6-foot
statue.
See,
that's why it's white privilege.
It is. Yeah. You know, like Iverson I'm usually is not Philly. With you.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm usually not
this
with you on
not
that.
Even real.
Nah, if it's going to be somebody representing
Rocky
Philly.
Rocky's not a real person. Rocky Marciano is a real person.
No, it's not based on Rocky.
No, it's not.
So stats in the front. Please look that up. Look it up. No way that's not a real person.
His name is Rocky Balboa.
I damn near cried when he
His name is Rocky Balboa. Rocky Marciano. That's a real fighter.
Did he not fight a Russian?
Rocky Balboa.
It wasn't based off him.
Man, it's got to be based off a real person,
what
bro.
That hurts me.
That hurts me today. I'm stopping the pod if that's not a real person.
Sylvester Stallone was a bouncer, and he was like $25 to his name. And he just created this fictional movie.
Wow. Man, that hurt my heart right there, for real. That's not a real character, bro.
Not even a real story.
Man, fuck Michael B. Jordan. I thought Apollo Creed was real. All this time, I thought those were real people.
Why the fuck you say that about
Because I'm not watching those movies no more. Phil, I'm with you now,
bro. But no, these are great movies.
No, they're not great movies. Fuck that. Wait. No.
So there ain't no Death Girl for real?
Deaf girl?
Nah, bro.
I thought that was real, man. What you talking about?
Man, you gonna get us canceled, folks.
How did you cancel? I thought that was a real movie.
No.
That hurts my heart, bro. That really does.
You really thought there was somebody out here...
I thought it was about Rocky Marciano.
Throwing right hooks named Creed.
Yeah, for real. I just thought it was a different person. I thought it was like based on Mike Tyson or some shit like that.
Yeah, you thought it was based on a boxer.
Like a real boxer.
I got you.
I cannot believe that that's not a real boxer. That shattered my life.
So you
right
thought
there.
A boxer left California
yep.
to go live in Philadelphia
yep. Yep.
on a box spring.
Ran up those stairs.
On a box spring.
Ran up those stairs.
Called his old ass white uncle who killed his daddy.
Correct.
Because he got his daddy killed.
Correct.
And you was like, man, this is a real.
That's a great story.
This is a biopic.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That eclipse gave you stupidity.
No, this was before the eclipse, so you can't say that. I've been dumb, so you can't say that. I've been dumb.
That ain't no goddamn that power.
That hurt.
You lost your smarts.
You know who lost all their power, though? We got to talk about it. Black men everywhere were hurt when J. Cole decided to apologize. I was hurt.
I wasn't.
It hurt me.
You want violence.
I'm a violent person.
That's what you like, bro.
You like violence too? What are you talking about?
A little bit. You like it a lot. It's a difference.
I'm the least violent person on the pod.
Nah, I'm very non-violent.
Number one violent person on the pod. Number two violent person on the pod. Number three, I'm a peacekeeper.
I seen you run upstairs to put niggas in headlocks.
That is to defuse a situation, though.
To his credit, that was to keep the peace.
Thank you.
I give him that.
You see what I'm saying?
I give him that
okay,
one.
Okay, that's true.
You have never.
But I've also heard you say, "Yeah, I'll kill him.
I will though."
Like you just casually said.
But that's like, just protecting
casually.
Myself.
No.
What you
this
mean?
This was just about like some random shit. Just like, yeah, I would just kill him.
Oh, what about the story you told us about? You was in IHOP or some shit?
Western sizzling.
There you go.
But if
violence,
I thought I was on an episode of What Would You Do? So I wanted to make sure that John Quiñones came out and was like, that's a real nigga right
Who is
there.
John Quiñones?
You ain't never watched What Would You Do?
Nah.
Oh,
that's
man.
A real nigga right there.
If you ain't never watched What Would You Do?
He white?
What Would You Do is one of the greatest shows in American history.
Is he white?
No, his name is Quiñones. I don't know what his race is. He's racially ambiguous.
What channel
I don't know
did
what
he
is.
Come on.
It's on Quiñones' channel. I don't know.
racially.
What would you do?
People in here have watched What Would You Do? I'm not tripping.
What channel was it on?
I don't know the channel. I don't know the channel.
I have.
You've definitely seen What Would You Do?
You know who else racially ambiguous?
He's definitely not seen What Would You Do. Y'all have never seen John Quiones.
I've never heard that name.
John who?
John Quiones is a racially ambiguous guy who comes out. Instead, they do like scenarios where people be racist or things like that. And what would the people around do? So I thought, maybe if I'm on an episode of this, I'm going to be the greatest person ever. What would you do?
If your son was John at home,
yeah, you've seen this dude before.
In his bedroom.
Because he's hungry.
Yeah.
And the only way to feed him is sleep with a man for a little bit of money because his daddy's gone. And is somewhere smoking rock now, in and out of lockdown.
I ain't got a
job now. What you do? It's just a good time. But for me, this is what I call life.
So that white man stole from City High.
That white man sold from City High. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? That's why I don't watch.
Matter of fact, What Would You Do been on before City High? Yeah, it's been on before City High. Mm-hmm. They stole from him.
It's an older joint?
It come on right now, too. It's on YouTube now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just type in What Would You Do on YouTube.
I'm not watching that shit, dude. Why are you making experiments out of people getting angry? Like, why would you put me in that situation?
Sometimes you're not angry. Sometimes you're empathetic. Sometimes you're happy.
Don't put me in a spot where you got to test my morality and integrity, bro. Like, you don't know where I'm at that day.
That's your fault.
That's a fact.
It comes on ABC.
It's all. I didn't know.
It's on ABC?
And he like a Hispanic guy.
This nigga doing
what is, wait, hold on. What is Hispanic?
He doing this shit for ratings.
What is his Spanish? We need to unpack that right now.
Like, bro, that's the wildest shit out of the
I was going to say, because he looked like he got a tan, but I don't know. This shit weird. That's why when you said he's racially, bro, I was like, hey, that shit kind of makes sense.
Wild nigga. Bro, that's a tough combination.
Yo, I don't know what the nigga is.
I need to make a shirt that says his Spanish.
with a Washateria in the back of it.
That is crazy, bro.
I just don't get why this is an ordeal for this. Like, you putting people in a situation where you testing their morality.
Correct.
And their integrity.
Yeah.
And then it's just for ratings.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to beat the person up that's being racist. I'm just going to find you. Because you come out, I assume he comes out.
Hey,
how do you? Oh, I got to
have. Like them cheaters?
I got to have.
Worse than cheaters. It's like.
Worse than cheaters?
It's like the guy who gets the pedophiles.
Hey.
He come out like that.
You remember on Cheaters when, what's his name? What's the rapper name? God damn.
He became the host for like, they had to cut him because he fought.
Peter Guns.
Because they fought.
And then they sat down, that dude said, Peter Guns? He was like, yeah, I'm the host of Cheaters. It's like, Peter Guns, nigga, you cheat too. I don't do that no more. That's why I'm here.
Really?
He only had like 2 episodes. They was because one episode he fought. Like, he fought the guy who was cheating. Yeah, bro. It was the wildest. That's some shit I would do though.
He said,
like, I would definitely fight the cameraman.
Got cheating and say, hold up, Peter Gunn, you cheat too.
Yeah,
he said, I don't do that no more. That's
like, I'm getting the check right now, nigga. I'm blowing my spot.
Bro, that nigga that did Cheaters, man, he was bold.
Yo, Cheaters, but that's a crazy concept.
He bold, bro.
Catching people cheating. He got stabbed?
What would you do?
He got stabbed on the boat.
What would you do? Like, bro.
Yeah, he got stabbed on the boat. The white dude got stabbed on the boat.
He was like,
that's a wrap. He was like, I'm done.
And then they gave it to Peter Guns.
Wow.
What was Peter Guns' song?
New York, New York.
Yeah, that used to jam.
They used
Lord okay. Tyree.
Back to the topic at hand, though.
Yeah.
Sorry for the tangent, y'all.
Are
you not disappointed that J. Cole apologized after doing a diss track?
No. Okay. And this is why.
Yeah.
Because I spoke of integrity and morality. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm at. This is only where I'm at. Hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out, because I heard the smacking lips and shit. Listen. It made sense to what he said, mm-hmm. where he said internally. He wasn't worried about everybody else. He talked about himself. If he would have been like, oh, my people was telling me and all that shit, then it'd been like, oh, that's some sucker shit. He said himself, I didn't feel right with it as soon as I put it out. And he just stood on it. Mm-hmm. I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be people that be smacking their lips at people trying to grow. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's because they stuck where they stuck at.
Well, I'm stuck where I'm stuck. Go ahead. How do you feel, Phil?
Nah, I'm actually kind of, I'm with KC, bro.
Y'all too evolved, man.
Let me tell you why, bro.
Y'all love the Lord.
Because as a nigga that's trying
nigga,
to
you don't
grow,
love the Lord?
Of course. Not in this instance, though. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah.
As a nigga that's trying to grow, bro, I feel, bro, when he said that shit about it didn't sit right in his soul. You can't fight that, bro. Like,
are you doing something right now that doesn't sit right in your soul?
Everybody want this beef. Bro, J. Cole just don't got it on his heart. The nigga don't got it on his heart. So he ain't going to participate.
And it wasn't even great.
That's why he didn't feel it in his soul.
No, because he didn't have to put out nothing great, because what was shot at him wasn't great neither. It wasn't like...
The production was
it
great.
It wasn't no blueprint, and he put out like a Mob Deep response. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just like a subtle jab back. And if he would have just been like whole ether... And then be like, oh, man, I'm tucking my hands so you can't, I'm good. Then that would have been like on some sucker shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you would have went in, like trying to go in on the dude. But it was just like, I respond to what you said. And it was like pity pat. It was slap boxing in my opinion.
That's what exactly
and he got
what
the fuck up out of there. I don't feel like doing this shit.
He wasn't at war yet, bro.
He wasn't at war.
And then Kendrick ain't really say too much about it, bro.
What do you think, JC? It wasn't personal.
JC, what do you
think? Nothing was personal in that back and forth.
JC got on the shades, bro. I need to know what time are you on today?
I'm on the truth time. All right, look. This is what we're going to do. First of all, I'm surprised to hear y'all say that, knowing the era that we came up in with mixtape battles and real hip-hop battles where the top guy goes at the guy that thinks he's top, mm-hmm. and they got to compete for the title. Like, we come from that. For him to wrap his ass off for the last 7 years or wherever, like maybe 2018 till now, for him to build himself up and say he's number one, to say I'm ready for anybody, we just listened to all the shit before we got started. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, for him to do that, was he thinking about, damn, let me think about how this gonna sit well with my soul. Let me think about all the energy I'm putting out. Did he think about that? I don't think so. When he was writing that track on 7 Minute, did he think about that? I don't think so. When he laid it, did he think about that? I don't think so. Even though on some of his tone on what he was rapping, like you can hear it in his voice, like I don't think he believed in that. You allowed your producers or your people to engineer it. You wasn't thinking about that. You put it out. You saw the response you got. Then you start to think about it.
Hold on, let me land my plane. I thought you was done.
No, so I'm just saying, for the sport of it, no, I don't like that shit. Wasn't nothing gonna happen. We wasn't thinking this was gonna be some drill shit with niggas just getting beat up and shot at. No. We didn't think it was gonna be that. If you said you Muhammad Ali and you number one, then okay, here's this guy just came and gave you a little bit of shots. You gave him some back. Now let's go. And then you come out with this apology shit. I just think it's a cop out, and I think J. Cole is not gonna be looked the same moving forward.
The reason I feel like it. I guess magnified to the response of the people is when he led, like he said, his influence on people, the ones that really rock with him, to go against his discography, like Kendrick shit. When he talked about it, like his stuff not being classic and all that stuff, I think that's the part that didn't sit well with him. Because that's the only thing that was really like a little kind of a stab and that people all went at. You know what I'm saying? And that's where he probably was just like, man, I'm taking away, you know, from this potential legend. And that probably didn't sit well with him. That's the only cop out I'm going to give him. Because outside of that, it wasn't like Kendrick went hard at him and J. Cole went hard at him. And then he just tried to buy out. Like, I threw a haymaker and then I'm just, hey, I'm good. Nah, that wasn't it. Nobody just threw a haymaker in that city. It's not Ross and Drake. Like, they going personal.
Man, I'm an old man. And this didn't sit well with my spirit.
You don't even have to say that, though.
But it is true. That's what it is, though.
Yeah, I know it feels that way.
It did not sit well in my spirit because, like, there's no way that you throw a punch and then immediately start apologizing. That's like people when you fighting and then you throw one and you're like, no, don't hit me. That's crazy to me. You got to get beat up at that point.
Yeah, but, bro, that's like fighting and your heart ain't in it. You're going to get your ass whooped.
Then you just take the ass whooping.
Not really. If you can avoid taking an ass whooping, say, I quit.
What do you think about what I said?
Huh?
About, what do you think about what I said about the sport?
Everything that you said is absolutely correct, bro. I like rap beef. I do. But if someone's heart is not in it, I don't want to hear from
them. Then let it fade out.
That's
why
true.
I apologize why, on stage.
It was on his heart, bro. Y'all gotta understand,
nah,
bro.
Your
when
heart,
you change and you trying to evolve, bro.
Nah,
if
bro.
You don't have your heart, you go die.
Or do an interview with Joan Rivers down the line or
man,
some shit.
Man, fuck like, all that,
Joan
man.
Joan Rivers
dead.
Was dead.
What is wrong with you?
Y'all know what I mean, bro. Like, do an interview later.
Joan Rivers has been around for a few years now, brother.
But I get where y'all coming from, though, but... Bro, and I would love to hear him go
is he,
hard
is,
right
can
now,
he still
too.
Be in your top rappers now?
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
He that wasn't nigga, in mine in the first place.
We know, look, we know that. We know that.
The nigga album is hard.
I can't even listen
it
to
is,
it.
Is,
I can't
it's
even
so
listen to
hard,
it. I can't even listen
bro.
To it.
I like
it. Is it harder than when you unblute you?
Maybe.
If it's that hard,
come
then
on,
you
do
can't.
Do your Bluetooth drop.
Because if it's that
nah,
hard.
Nah,
come on, do your Bluetooth drop.
All,
that's what we said. That's
come
all
on.
Lady
you
do.
Got the blue cup.
No, you
come
got
on.
The blue cup.
Everybody got a blue cup.
I don't. I got a red cup.
Folks.
I got a red cup.
Nah, I wasn't thinking about Bluetooth at this time.
You
I'm saying,
literally
I'm
just
saying,
said
no,
that.
I'm saying J. Cole shit. It's hard, bro. Like
you're still not getting it. We got to put a drop
out. We got to do the ad right now.
God damn.
Bluetooth it and do it.
We they cutting us, bro. We lost the deal. We lost the deal today, bro. We lost it.
Yeah.
We lost it. No, but for real though, I can't J. Cole to me, that was weak, bro. That was real and I don't care. I do care about his mental health. I do. But I don't care about you going to apologize. You could have did that in private. You could have called Kendrick. Yo, I didn't. You know, I wasn't even really on that. We doing this for the numbers and let it alone from there.
See, but that's what I don't like. Because when people do shit out in public, uh-huh. and then people be like, "Oh, you supposed to be as loud as your apology is supposed to be as loud as you were when you was in the wrong." Now y'all being contradicted.
It's rap. You don't gotta apologize for a rap.
I understand that, but we are in a different age of rap where I literally sent y'all in the Poor Horseman that these niggas are out here doing shit through their Instagram stories. So the same rap that we had in the 90s and early 2000s is not what we have in 2024. It's not. And we have too much of a social platform where anything can be said. Mm-hmm. Anything can. It don't matter if you stub your toe on a bed, if your reaction is funny and that bitch go skyrocket, you're the next person that's going in the movies or the TV shows.
Facts.
So when a rapper that already has a celebrity status has put themselves in that platform to where they talked about you and now he's just gonna apologize and on his platform, I can commend that because most niggas wouldn't do that shit.
I wouldn't.
Because I guarantee we're going to talk about this Ross and shit.
Yeah.
This Ross and Dre shit. I guarantee within 5 months, they're going to be back friends.
Okay, so.
And they're going to be back talking amongst one another. And Ross is going to put out something on his Instagram. You know, this is real boss shit. This is real, you know, we had a miscommunication. And then they're going to be back friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole shit is fickle.
KC
like, the
talking.
Whole shit is fickle.
He talking talk,
like,
bro.
Real talk.
I don't know right, if that's
so
the case.
Okay,
I don't
so
know
let's switch it out right now. So we talking about how how social media is...
we can hear y'all.
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, right.
How social media is can infiltrate
correct.
Your actual profession or whatever. Now, what if we start seeing this shit in the NBA? Well, motherfucker, we kind of already
we
seen
do.
It.
We've been
do.
Seeing
I'm
that.
Just
we
saying,
yeah.
but how, that's going to, now you're going to be like, man, this shit is some bullshit.
Dylan Brooks got cut from the Memphis Grizzlies because of social media.
Yeah,
because of social media.
I'm just saying, what if that starts to...
It already started.
I'm talking about to their game, like how they compete with each other.
They do. I think now...
I'm
no,
talking about in no, the finals.
No, what like I'm saying, no one wants to get crossed over because you know you're going to be a meme. No one want to get dunked on because mm-hmm. you know you're going to be a meme. That's already made it to sport.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So what if we start seeing this shit in the finals and motherfuckers being friendly and apologizing and all this other bullshit.
Nah, if you apologize,
this
I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah.
This
is case in point. This is case in point.
So keep the
before
sport. The sport is what I'm saying.
Social media was even like a huge ordeal. people didn't know Alonzo Mourning did not talk to Vince Carter for six years.
Yeah.
Because of that dunk in Miami.
Yep.
He did not talk to him
at all.
To the point where if he saw Vince Carter, he wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
Oh, and Vince Carter knew that. And it was like, it was hands on point because of a dunk that went viral back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's only magnified now because everybody, and we get a close hand look.
We do.
Because again, shout out to Bank on Bryant and Crockett Law because, you know what I'm saying, we be in our seats that we be in when we go to the Rockets game, but we see the communication amongst the players in real time.
Yeah.
I see, that's what I really look at. I look at the game, but I be looking to see who really fuck with who and who don't. And then, you know what I'm saying, who dapping who up when they come out the game and who don't. Because I know how that is because I played college ball. If it's somebody that I wasn't fooling with, when I came out the game, I wasn't going to slap hands with them. I go sit in my seat.
That's what I'm saying about.
And I be looking at the hoes when we got
back. What?
Man, they be coming through that motherfucker.
What?
Hey, you know what? It's easy. It is. It's they be like. It's crazy, right? Being down there like that.
It is
that
though. Crazy.
Not, like, but they, no, I ain't gonna lie. I let me say
that
this.
Shit crazy. It's a lot going on. It's a zoo
down
there. I
want to clean up a little bit what Phil said. Just a,
I don't clean
just,
my shit up.
I am.
Just, I said I like seeing the whole.
No, you just talking about us getting canceled. What you talking about?
Okay,
I'm trying
part.
To clean it up.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
There are some.
I ain't gonna bullshit you, Nation.
Hey, really? This shit is an interesting.
I ain't gonna lie. In that lounge,
it's not going down.
It's going down in that lounge, bro. I'm not even gonna lie.
That Lexus lounge
be crazy.
The last game, I tried to walk out with two hot dogs. She was like, sir.
Why are you eating so many hot dogs, bro? They have roast beef in there. They got sliders.
I don't care about none of that
but
shit.
But why are you going to get hot dogs, bro?
I'm going
bro?
To get the all beef hot dogs every time.
Nah, it's the guy be on the grill right there.
But what are you doing? Like, there's other meals there.
I don't care. Spike don't care. I'm going to get an all beef hot dog.
That is
every
a crazy
time.
Thing, bro.
With hot sauce.
You need to be arrested.
Nah.
Like, for real.
Because look, she was like, oh, sir, you cannot go out there. I was like, because it's hot dog? She was like, no,
no
you can't just
you can't
take the food out.
You can't
I was like,
food,
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I do take the popcorn out.
I take
popcorn.
You can take
popcorn.
You can take that.
And whatever's at the front.
And then I'll like pour up. So I'm fat. I'll pour like gummy bears and M&M's in my popcorn.
Oh, you getting it in then?
I'm getting it in. Yeah, I told you. Yeah, I be going down.
Hey, man, can you see over them tall ass niggas?
Barely. Barely, yeah.
Tall no, bitch. I start standing up.
I'm looking at the hoes.
Hey, so, and shout out to my homegirl. So, my homegirl, Kamala, she represents Anthony Black.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
And so, and shout out to him, because in real time, I didn't think he was going to, you know, react to it, but I was like, hey, yo, Kamala said who? And he was kind of, he looked at me like, nigga, how you know Kim? But he was like, shit, I don't get a chance to.
He don't. Mm-hmm.
And that was
he
like
really
insight.
Don't.
That was like insight.
Because he on
like,
the far end
you know
of the bench.
You know what I'm saying? He a rookie.
Yeah.
He a lottery pick, but he like, I want to hoop.
Yeah, he on
you know
far.
What I'm saying?
His name Pablo?
Pablo.
Man, that boy big than a motherfucker. Yeah, like, solid. Like,
nobody's
tall.
Like Wimby, though.
No.
I'm just saying, like,
big.
He's like a husky, like, tall, big dude.
He like 250.
And he's smooth with the ball.
He like 250 solid.
I don't think nobody
can Wimby.
He's 21 years old, and he's like
that dude 21.
He built like the Rock.
Yeah, he big.
But as a basketball player,
I get it. I
that's
get
insane.
It.
That is insane.
He like Carmelo,
Wimby
like,
is like huge as hell.
Oh,
Wimby, but he's skinny.
Huge,
but I was just
word,
so surprised
bro.
To
yeah,
see like
big.
A 21. You know, most prime NBA players, they don't feel out in that body until Kobe didn't get the muscles until. You know,
and he gonna put muscle on the next 3-4 years. Like he gonna be big and big.
Zion need to take some weight off though.
Still. Nah, Zion been hooping,
but he's still eating beignets.
Right now. You've been hating on Zion
yeah,
for
eat too
about
many beignets.
4 years now.
You cannot eat beignets, gumbo, crawfish etouffee, Zatarain's, Tony. You cannot eat all that shit.
He got his shit together.
Well, we'll find out today. They play the Lakers today for the AFC.
They about to come on.
No,
AFC 7-8.
No, they playing for the 6 seed.
Oh, they can get the sixth.
They can get
the
sixth.
I didn't know that.
What can the Lakers get?
They win. Lakers can be 7-8.
They win, they get the sixth.
They play the Lakers today, though.
No, the Lakers will get the eighth. They can't get the seventh.
They can't get the seventh. Okay.
No,
okay.
So, Phoenix needs New Orleans to lose. And Lakers, if they lose, they can drop all the way to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right, so we chased that a little. What do y'all think of Drake's response?
That shit all right. That shit hard, bro. And that nigga makes shit where you can jam it in the club and shit.
Yeah,
a diss.
And that's what I was talking about, though, again, with the 2024. Because the first hour that it was released, everybody was like, is it AI or is it not? Because that's what was the whole
ordeal. Yeah, because it was a terrible
ordeal.
Rollout.
It was a terrible rollout. And that's
but
not
it,
his
did he
shit.
Say it was?
No. It came out. It came out because he sent the actual version to Academics. Academics had the actual version.
Okay.
So the version Academics had, it was a different beat.
Yep.
And he took out the Diddy line.
Yeah, and he had that same Get Money flip.
And then he actually put Academics snippet at the end of it.
Yeah.
So the version that was on Twitter with that beat that was hard, that wasn't the actual version.
Damn.
Because that had the Diddy line that didn't have the Academics snippet at the
end.
Is
bro scared of Diddy? What's up? Well, I'm scared of Diddy.
Well, he slapped
put the camera on me.
Diddy slapped,
I am scared of you, Diddy.
Diddy slapped him.
Because I don't know what Diddy been doing, bro.
Diddy slapped him.
Don't slap me. That's all I'm saying.
They probably slap you with your meat.
That real version of Drake got
DJ
Who Kid on.
Why go there?
Like,
why? I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a good Christian. What are you talking about?
What Well, that's his son name. Take that.
Get the word, bro. But what you think? His response.
Who's? Drake's? That shit was hard.
If that's a little pow pow, that was a good pow pow.
Yeah, he went at Ja Morant.
Yeah, Ja Morant.
He got at
I'm mad at Ja Morant, too.
But I don't like how he go after Ja Morant, though. Why you go after him because a girl y'all dated?
That's what most people do.
That shit is corny,
they
bro.
They not players.
That shit ain't players.
He dated the same girl as Ja Morant.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Drake is a full grown man.
Bro,
yes.
Damn.
Bro. It's Lotto's little sister.
Wait, hold on. Ja Morant dated Lotto's little sister?
Yes.
Oh.
And Drake is dating her now?
No, they both dated her at some point.
Drake got to chill out.
She like 21.
He does not.
Yeah, he do, bro. Yeah, he do.
Like,
yeah, he do, bro.
He's a rock star,
but
bro.
But she's young.
Like, what young? Huh?
I mean,
she's 21.
Hey, this is a team. If you can do it, you can
hold
do it.
Hold on.
You've been in them golf clubs.
Chill out. Why you gonna put me in this? You know what I'm
saying?
Do not put me in this.
I'm saying you know what goes on.
The golf niggas flipped out.
Why are you putting me in this? What's going on right now?
You in something?
Relax.
You sound like NeNe Leakes.
What's going on right now?
Why I'm in this?
Yeah, why am I in this, bro?
Hey, why you not in Augusta?
Relax. You know what I'm saying? I'm here supporting the pod.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, what the hell I was about to say?
Probably something terrible because of him.
No. The tangent was, because you said...
Ja Morant, he was going on Ja Morant. Because he was going at Ja Morant.
And his girl.
Yes. But it's still like, they 21, 24, whatever. This nigga 37 years old. Like, why are you doing this shit? Like, if you lose the girl, It's like, you know them niggas that be at the spot or in Third Ward, and they bring out that $100 to show the girl that when they paying that drink, they bring out that $100 bill. And then she leave with the younger nigga, and he go, "Hey, that's why that little nigga be out here burning those." Like,
I know what he's saying.
That's what it sounds like.
I've never heard that level of events.
That's tough. He's doing her a service. But at the same time, just saying like, why lose in that manner?
He, you know what I'm saying? All on his mind, Kay. He wanted to get it all off.
That's
I don't like, fuck you. I'm
I feel
you
him on that
man,
because
you know
everybody piles on him.
Yeah. He said 20v1, huh?
And then he posted on his story the Uma Thurman Kill Bill where she's with the sword surrounded by all the ninjas.
But again,
2024 is different.
It is.
It's not the same kind of beef that we accustomed to. This is a whole new beef. Like this is a whole new.
It's a millennial
part.
Beef. No, what are they? What are they? Gen? What's the one after?
I don't know. But
nigga,
Drake said,
older than me.
Is he? Yeah. What's the one after millennial?
Gen Z.
This is Gen Z beef.
But
This is
you know so Drake.
Rick Ross older than Drake.
No, Rick Ross is not beefing. That nigga's eating weed.
He's just playing.
He's just chilling. He's not really beefing. He's just playing around.
Raising his cholesterol.
No, he's not.
He
bro got high blood pressure.
No, he is on. He's on one too.
But I'm not taking Ross serious. I'm really not.
You know. You know he's infamous for dissing people. Like he dissed the Birdman.
Yeah, but I'm not taking Ross serious. Like this Ross is not. In this to me, it's
that
still Drake and Kendrick.
Nah, bro,
he got called that nigga say he got a nose job.
I don't believe that.
Call him a white boy.
He is white.
Yeah, he is half white.
And then didn't check your messages again.
I didn't
because I sent you the screenshot.
Why are you aggressive with me right now, bro? What's
up? No, I'm not.
That's what I felt. You was pointing at me all hard.
No. This is my hand. This is just my hand.
Take the strong hand.
This is my hand. This is how I talk. But what I'm saying is,
yeah.
I sent you
the screenshot
that Drake posted on his story, because I said, again, 2024 is different.
It is different.
He posted a screenshot of a text thread between him and his mama, where his mama is questioning him about what he got a nose job, and he said, no, this is Rick Ross who you met. He is on some goofy stuff. Like, all this is crazy.
So that's why you say they're going to piece it up in 6 months.
This shit is going to be pieced up quickly.
I still want to see Ross Drake music. I want to hear Ross Drake.
Yeah, because that was the best. Like, that was one of the best duos.
It was good. It was good.
Like, I hate that we don't get Future Drake no more.
Yeah. Now, Drake told, Metro?
Shut your ass.
Get us some drugs.
Make some drugs, nigga.
That's really sad. You shouldn't do a black man that way.
Nah, he had to.
Nah, you shouldn't.
And they made a whole album about black man.
That's funny.
We have
how y'all feel
two.
About
part two?
Yeah. We got too much trauma.
I like it.
You got to be doped up to listen to Future, bro. I ain't been.
Nah,
you
got to be dope. The R&B side. He just flipped the whole 90s scene.
I will say this. Red Leather is banger.
Were you doped up?
No. I was going to school.
And then. Hey, J. Cole flip sides
Red
and shit.
Nah, leather. Fuck Jake. Yeah, J. Cole, you fraud for that, bro.
No, you fraud for that, bro. They had that verse.
I don't care. Tell them to take it off.
They had that
he
verse.
He tried to, but you can't. Once you give it to someone,
if somebody pay you for your services,
Drake
no
had
matter
him take
when
off
they,
the, Drake did a cease and desist with French Montana for that bar that he had on Splash Brothers. Take it off.
Duh. If you pay for your services...
It don't matter. He'll pay the money back.
I ain't giving that back. Shit.
Why not?
Like you said, taxes are due tomorrow.
Taxes are due tomorrow. I encourage y'all. Look, and since taxes are due tomorrow, Blue Chew, I need to figure out a way to pay my taxes. And I think a way I can pay my taxes.
Shit.
And I think I can pay my taxes maybe through a freak off.
Mm.
And I know that if I chew it and do it the right way, ooh, I might be able to get my tax bill paid.
Damn.
What do y'all think?
Chew it and do it for a freak off? How you gonna set it up?
I mean, don't concern yourself with that. You know, that'll
who's paying?
Blue Chew. Once they hear what happens.
Mm. At the freak offs?
They gonna give me extra. Y'all ain't gonna, I'm gonna cut y'all out the deal.
Man, it wasn't enough. Dick's hard. We need more.
No, not more dicks. Just me. What are you talking about? Why don't you include others? Why don't you include others?
The product, but how are you gonna like?
No. I'm talking about me only.
Hold up. I know we're doing the Bluetooth shit, but I gotta talk about this in real time because John treat the camera. He treat that camera button like Swiss Beats. You know that goddamn Swiss Beats mean when he just making beats where he just. I was looking at him the whole time.
Yeah,
this nigga
flipping that
he be flipping
good at.
That
he
bitch
good.
Like beep, 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 beep,
he
beep.
Locked in.
He must be on a Blue Chew right now.
Yeah.
Because when you're on a Blue Chew, you get locked in.
On
you definitely get locked in.
All right, now he gonna keep us on the main screen the whole time.
Finger go everywhere and just point. His finger can't go down.
Bro, if your finger get hard off, call the emergency room right now.
How can your finger get hard, bro?
If your finger get horny, you a wild.
Bro,
you need to go to the zoo. Because there's got to be like a job for you there or something. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. That nigga shoot him McGavin.
But chew it and do it. If you use our code POOR, you get your free, you get a free month. All you gotta do is pay $5 for shipping.
I got my second.
Nigga, you never gave us a testimony.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Testimonies are for church. You know what I'm saying? Testimonies is when you show up with devotion.
When I took that Bluetooth.
Hey, look, LP gonna come out with the tambourine.
Hey, no way you see testimony, bro. Testimony is crazy.
They got D behind that.
Testify.
Nigga, dick got hard. D-Von, get the blue juice. Oh, shit.
We gotta bring it back together. We gotta bring it back
together. Came back with a bottle.
Hey, after that, I had to.
The party's just getting started. Oh, shit.
We don't stop because the party don't stop.
I haven't heard that before.
Man, somebody give a nigga a napkin around this hoe, man.
It's too late. It's too late.
Right. Did y'all know our English brother came today?
You said what?
Our English brother.
Yeah.
We talked to Rayshon.
We do. His name's not Rayshon.
What the fuck?
His name is definitely not Rayshon.
Rayshon.
No, it starts with an N.
Nayshon.
My bad, bro.
That's not it. Brother, do you want to get on the mic real quick again?
Bad.
Come
tell
on, man.
Come
tell him who you are again. And
they loved you last time. He's always
he
he's
didn't
our
have
English
the salt and pepper
brother.
Last time he was here.
He did.
He got the salt and pepper this time. Nah, you didn't have the salt and pepper.
We got no gray hair.
We got the video. You definitely don't have salt and pepper.
Listen, hold up.
Yeah, he's trying to be in the salt and pepper game.
I remember distinctly.
Me too.
The person I give the shirt off my back for.
You did.
And he ain't had no gray hair. So. So, hey,
nah, you didn't have a gray hair.
Listen, bruv. You ain't had that shit.
Go ahead and tell the people where you from again.
Yes.
Now he's got. Now he's gonna use voice. His American state. But
nah, don't you use your interest. Yeah, go. Voice.
I'm from Birmingham, England. And I had gray hair since I was 16. I came to you last year.
Yeah.
You didn't have gray hair last year.
He had a hat on or something.
You had a hat on. You had a hat on.
Watch your back.
What episode number was it? And watch it back.
Yeah, they said you eating beans and toast. That's what it is. That's what he said. Like, it's the producer.
My man said that.
It's the producer, yeah. It's the producer.
Fuck Central C. Get my phone back. Fuck Central C.
What's Central C?
What is that?
Central C.
How can I get my voice to have that tone and inflection? That's what I need. Because I feel like that'll make me more appealing in society.
You ain't from the trenches.
I wish I had it.
Wait,
for them hoes coming by at the game.
Oh my God. Take the mic.
Hello.
Come here, bloke.
Listen here, bloke. Allow me to tell you that we got beans and crumpets in the back.
Beans and crumpets.
Hey, don't punch me in the back of my head, bro.
Nah, bro. Don't hit us. Don't hit us.
I don't want no problems.
Because bro just came from church, too, so he wanted to be a saint and a sinner today. He just came from church.
Hold up. How did you find a church down here to go to? You visiting, nigga.
Bro, he loves the Lord. All right, listen. All right.
Bullshit.
So we got to do this.
And turn the air up in this hole.
What you talking about?
You got a
two guns in there, bro. What's up with you?
He knew we was gonna be talking about rap beef, and he came just like 50 Cent.
Yeah, he ready. Why did you wear military pants today?
Because he was ready for war. I got my gun right, money right, ready for war.
Now, let's be real. Why'd you wear military pants? Like, I really want to know.
Myth is bleak.
For real, what's up? And your waves are starting to come in. That's actually pretty impressive, bro.
I use a lot of grease in this.
Hey, you know when you smack the water? Remember when you used to put water in the sink and you just let that build up? You smack that old?
Man, I be brushing the shit out of my hair, man. These nips.
I've been in here 50 minutes with this shit, man.
Idiot.
Dude, you see, I have the do-rag on that.
Like, I had that whole one tight.
It might have been the tightest do-rag I've ever seen.
I can't lose these waves.
That nigga lost thoughts.
Man, we're going to get canceled, bro. Like, we really are. All right. So somewhat serious topic. Okay.
Go ahead.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God, this nigga
the
giggle.
Juice of the motherfucker. Man, that's a bad nigga, bro.
Hey.
Man, that's one of the illest niggas to ever live.
I agree with that.
Ever.
Even in his death, he had white people like really in their feelings. And look, for no instance, I did not fool with OJ. And it wasn't even because of that. It was because for me, I was like, he ain't really fool with us. Like,
he didn't.
He didn't until it was
convenient
for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Really just kind of comedic. Because you remember he had like a show and shit.
See, he was doing shit with Cameron and Mace.
No, that's later shit. I'm talking about like during like that early 2000 shit. He was kind of making a caricature of the culture.
And so I ain't really fool with him at all. And it was almost some coon shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And so for like in his later runs, it was comedic. I can accept that. But when he died, I didn't feel nothing. I was just like, oh man, OJ died. Like, oh my God, the juice is loose.
The juice has expired.
But it was like,
what?
That's what I kept nigga saying. Said the juice expired.
But that's cool because we can make jokes about this thing.
I don't wish death on any man.
No, but like that's the type of life he lived.
I don't wish death on any man. So
hey, that's wild.
That's wild. That's pretty wild. Like that's an insane thing to say.
It actually is.
That's pretty insane.
I'm sitting here thinking about it. Damn.
Yeah, like that's actually kind of fucked up.
I mean, I know, but what I was getting at.
But anyway,
he had all these white people so in their feelings.
Agreed.
And
Caitlyn Jenner.
What I didn't like, and I'm gonna get to that person. But what I didn't like was like the NFL, all the football stuff that I follow on Twitter. Everybody that posted about his death was posting pictures of him in that trial.
But that's the most relevant thing.
No, but like I feel like if you're a football football-oriented Twitter, you just now doing you went from doing what you do professionally to personal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's not what you go to. Like you post a picture of him and his football shit. And then you can say
at
whatever.
At the very least, he's Magic Johnson to football. Like, if you want to look at it.
He was at the time.
He was. No, I'm just saying, his legacy is that.
I mean, you got
that good.
Orenthal, I ain't giving him that.
Before this trial
at
shit.
At the time.
Orenthal was the
in
biggest
history,
shit in football.
He is the guy.
He was.
He made movies.
He had commercials.
Y'all would have never heard of Hurts if it wasn't for OJ.
I know.
Like, that's a fact.
I know.
He
like,
ain't Michael Jordan, fact, but what I'm saying is,
OJ like, had the biggest hand I've ever seen in life,
I
too.
Saw Adam Schefter, and he posted the picture of him getting acquitted. And he was like, acquitted of murder and all this shit. I'm like, nigga, you post about football trades and free agents.
And I still, and I'm under the impression that OJ didn't do it. I think his son did it.
I don't care.
We got to get the conspiracy.
No, like,
it's
honestly,
it's a whole thing.
Honestly, though. Honest to God, I don't care. I saw the wildest. Let me read this. Go ahead and talk. I'm a find it real quick. This was the wildest tweet that I've ever read in response to everything that's going on, and it was funny as hell.
Okay, we can take Jello shots while we're waiting.
Yeah, let's get them Jello shots.
Man, that shit's stronger than I think.
That's it on your face.
I know that shit's strong.
Hey man,
that shit is strong as shit.
No bullshit.
No shit.
Damn. Look at this Jello.
Nah, that shit is strong. You can't taste that tequila?
Are we officially saying RIP OJ?
I want him to I want him to rest.
Huh? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I want him to rest.
I don't have no sentiments about it.
I don't have nothing negative to say. Yeah.
Nah. Hey, man, I would say the Twitter OJ, I like that OJ.
And the Cam and Mace OJ.
Yeah, because he's old, and old people just going to be old and tell their truth. Well, we don't know what his truth, all of his truth was. But and if the motherfucker took it to the grave, he might be the only person that we know that can take some shit to the grave.
He did have that book, though, that said,
allegedly.
If I hit it.
Allegedly. So,
when he said that, it kind of triggered what the response was. The guy responded to the, because the New York Post had a whole post on Twitter about OJ saying, like, you know, disgraceful, blase, blase, didn't admit to what he did before leaving, knowing he was leaving. So he stuck it to everybody. He stuck it to the Browns and the Goodmans, even while dying. And the dude responded and said, you know what? Fuck y'all and y'all entitlement that y'all felt like this man felt like he needed to admit to something or whatever. I'm glad he didn't do it. And pretty much saying, like, y'all never gonna get it. Y'all ain't gonna get no peace or whatever y'all looking for. We don't never get no peace. Fuck y'all. Yeah, he was going in and he wrote a paragraph. You can't even get them in the character. So he probably paid to, like,
who
get his
that?
Response. And the character was like this long. And he went in. And I'm so mad that they deleted that shit. I couldn't.
Yeah, because
it.
Right now what you're saying has no impact. Because I need to see what was read. Like, I need to see what they wrote. Like, because I don't know what you're saying right now.
I'm going
to
test your balance.
Let's do it.
Nah.
We can pull, because I'm drunk right now, too. So we can pull up right now. It's going to be a great day. All right. So NBA playoffs, I think it's pretty much set right now. We do need to make some predictions because we did start as a NBA sports podcast.
Nigga, we was going viral by accident.
The play-in. Look at production.
Yeah.
Finally did something to keep his
you
job.
You must get that nigga right.
Nah, don't start that shit.
I was in
don't
Dallas.
Start that
shit. He gonna Dallas be walking around yesterday? With his chin up. Hey, I should
okay.
be.
They was hooping when I was watching
five.
It.
They okay. stuck at five.
Yeah, the Detroit.
So in the East,
nobody played.
All right, so in the East. The play-in tournament is set in the East. It's not set in the West yet. But in the East, you got Heat at Philly.
No. 2-4 is not set.
But the play-in, though, is what that's
oh,
really
yeah,
what
oh, yeah, play-in, my bad.
You got Heat at Philly, Atlanta at Chicago.
Heat and Philly is down on
yeah, remember, Embiid didn't play 20 games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back now. So what y'all got? Heat at Philly.
Philly get the 7.
Yeah,
and then if
Miami
the Heat,
always play better.
Philly get the 7.
If the Heat lose, then they got
to
win.
They got to win to be in.
Philly get the 7, Heat get the 8.
So you think they beat Chicago or Atlanta?
Yeah.
That come out of that
They can beat Chicago. We watch Chicago, of course.
Yeah. Chicago's actually pretty good now.
They
Philly get the 7, Heat get the 8.
I see what Chicago about. They can't go.
And then in the West, it's not completely set.
Yeah.
But right now you have Phoenix and L.A. Mm-hmm. for the 7-8. And then you've got Sacramento, Golden State for the 9-10.
You got three people fighting for the 1 seed.
No, but the play-in is what matters right now.
No, I understand the play-in, but it's still crazy that at the end of this year, going into the last game of the season, this is the first time in NBA history.
They're all 56-25.
There's three teams going for the 1 seed in one conference.
But, Minnesota has the tiebreaker over all of them.
Not Sacramento. Oklahoma City, Denver.
But Minnesota has
the
tiebreaker.
Play-in and then let's talk about that.
Okay, so the play-in right now is Phoenix, LA, 7-8. Who wins that game?
Phoenix, LA. But New Orleans, if LA beats Phoenix, then Phoenix gets the 6 seed.
No, tonight New Orleans plays LA.
That's what I'm saying. If LA beats New Orleans,
Phoenix goes to 6.
Phoenix goes to 6.
So LA is going to play New Orleans or Phoenix.
Yes.
If
LA plays New Orleans tonight, then what if LA wins, then they still have to do the play-in?
They play New Orleans again.
They still have to do the play-in.
They'll play New Orleans again.
But they'll play New Orleans again.
And if they beat them again, does New Orleans, what's the significance of them dropping?
New Orleans will play for the AC.
Against Sacramento or Golden
State. If they win, if LA beats them the first time, they'll drop to
the 9-10 game, basically. They'll play the winner.
And if they beat them again.
At the very least, New Orleans drops to the 7th seed. That's it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Nobody goes below 7.
And where
it's
does
not
that?
Like LA can go up 6.
Oh, they're going 8.
They stay at 8.
Okay.
And that's where they want to be at. You don't want to be
Oklahoma
you
City
at least give yourself 2 chances.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're in that 7-8 game and you lose, then you can play again to play for the AC.
Do the Lakers have a chance against Oklahoma City, Minnesota, or Denver?
I'm drunk than a
Oklahoma City. Look. They can beat Oklahoma City.
I agree.
They can beat Minnesota.
I don't think they can beat.
They can't beat.
They can't.
They ain't even hit yet.
Shit, it hit me, bro.
I don't think they. I think they can beat Minnesota.
They can beat Minnesota.
Carl Anthony Towns ain't even back.
He is back,
but he's not back.
He need time. Even when he's back, I'm not truly sold on him. But at the same time, I just feel like they match up better to Minnesota and Oklahoma City compared to Denver.
Boston is the one seed in the East.
Can I add? So if LA gets the eighth seed and then they play Minnesota. Do you think this is Ant's come out party where he's just gonna go crazy?
Yeah, I think he will, but I think the Lakers beat him.
I think the Lakers will beat Minnesota.
I think they beat
Minnesota. I'm talking about he's trying to make a run.
It don't matter.
Hey, it's still very hard to beat LeBron James
in seven games.
And even didn't he just drop 39?
Yeah, he did. But I'm just saying it's very hard to beat, bro. Like, bro. 2-3 still. Even if you watch their little podcast,
man, I love that shit.
I hate that podcast,
bro. It's one of the most fire podcasts ever, bro.
It's too boring to me, bro.
I like that shit.
The JJ Redick.
Oh yeah, that shit is nice.
That shit breaks down the game. I would expect you to love that shit.
I don't give a fuck about breaking down the game. Why do I care about that?
Because you like numbers and
that doesn't matter. I don't give a shit about that. And it makes sense
to what his accomplishes.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. I want to see basketball games.
Man, they laughing at him. Highly violent, man.
No, I'm not violent. I just don't care about that. What are you talking about?
That shit is live, bro.
Nah, that's a live podcast. But yeah, bro, I think it's very hard. It'll have to be. I think Phoenix can beat LA. And I think they say you need water.
Cause I produce.
Let me say, I produce. I'm not like J. Cole. I'm not with that baby shit.
Nigga, do you need water or not?
I don't need water.
Just nah. Shut your prideful ass up.
I'm good.
But go ahead. What you say?
I forgot what I was saying.
The devil.
Yep.
He said Phoenix.
So who you got coming out the West?
You got KD.
No. Hell no. Hell no.
Who you got coming out the West?
I don't trust KD.
Who you got coming out the West?
I would make an album called I Don't Trust KD.
You will. Because you've been saying that for three or four years. He will respond to Fat Joe.
He will respond.
Who you got coming out the West?
Who I got coming out the West?
The West.
Denver. Honestly.
Denver.
Man. No. Hold up. And we can hear y'all back there.
Who you got coming out?
Y'all better watch out. I hear y'all.
Nigga like Ray Charles. I hear y'all.
Ray Charles is a cold nigga,
Stevie
bro.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's not blind, though. He's not.
He caught a basketball one time
and shot that bitch switch. Yeah, you ain't seen that video?
Yeah.
That gotta be an edit, bro.
No, bro.
It's an edit, bro.
And he euroed before. Yeah, bro. Like, and he should have never seen a euro before
you know
in his life.
I know he blind. He allowed people to dread his hair still.
Nah, that's a part of the ruse.
Nah.
That's a part of the ruse. Nah, you gotta stay in the game.
I don't know if he lost can still his see that ass court side.
He definitely can see. He can see the hoes like Phil at the court side.
Like you paid, oh, shit. Like,
you know what's crazy?
I'm bringing binoculars.
What's crazy, Stevie Wonder being courtside at basketball games.
I gotta look at his ticket. What do you mean that's on? That's like, bro, why is he courtside, bro?
Come on, bro.
It's looking like this. What just happened? What just happened?
Ass?
Like, that's insane,
why is he courtside, bro? That's
why
what I'm saying.
Why are you paying
He's
him
not blind. He's not blind. He's not blind.
Like, his people take advantage of him.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder's not blind.
Like, he's like, hey, we need these seats.
Yeah, I need
them glasses Stevie got.
Me too.
That's crazy, bro. Like,
does Stevie have hoes?
Yeah, it's Tony
Stark. Absolutely.
You know the kids he got?
Does he have hoes?
He got a lot of kids.
So if you piping down like that, there's no way you blind, bro. There's no way.
She got to guide him to the coochie, bro.
Ray Charles was pulling hoes by grabbing a wrist.
Yeah, Ray Charles was able to see how demure you were by grabbing your wrist.
He was grabbing
that was on the movie, but
I think he's... That's real life.
Ray Charles signed off.
Turn around, baby. Let me see.
Ray Charles signed off on everything in that movie. Everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he signed off on everything. Like, he was like, I'm giving, this is my complete truth. And he signed off on everything. And he said, like, Jamie Foxx was like, everything that went on in the movie, he had complete control.
Stevie isn't blind.
Okay, no, and Ray Charles, every time nigga was, he felt the slim wrist. Oh, yes, like that. Georgia.
And I didn't even want to laugh at that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, shit. If you, that's why
that nigga was fucking hoes in his band.
I've never seen Stevie Wonder do that. I've never seen Stevie Wonder feel himself in space. Nah, that nigga's not blind.
One of his band members said they got in a fight. They cleared the space. It's on YouTube.
Wait,
it's on YouTube.
Who got the fight?
Stevie Wonder.
So he's square up with talking about that. Yes. I saw that shit.
So he's definitely not blind, bro. If you can square up with someone, he's not blind.
He used to fight, nigga. He used to fight for his life. If you can't see barely and you just swinging, them hoes, you going to hit it. Like, you going to feel something. Like, he's just going to swing hard than a bitch.
Man, I'll get a pillow and be like, ah, ah.
They said he put, come to the closet. So he can't move.
The closet?
You can't
that
move.
Nigga, R. Kelly.
He going to square. You can't go nowhere.
This
nigga, throw
insane.
Them hoes.
Yeah, nah. we're this
hey, Stevie hey man, Wonder, I was watching that UFC fight last night. The way that boy dropped that boy.
And that's why probably Stevie Wonder was. Huh, like,
Holloway.
Come meet me in the space.
Huh,
meet
that
me
boy
in the space.
10 seconds left. Let's go.
And he was winning.
He was winning.
And he was winning.
He gave him a shot.
He gave him a shot.
He gave him a shot.
He was winning. He's my favorite fighter of all time now.
Yeah, that nigga
cold. I don't give a damn what. No, matter of fact, I take that back.
In the same
goddamn bout. In the 300 bout, the nigga got kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, he did.
And the ref was coming to check on him. He said, nah, chill out. And he dropped him at the same, and then hit him with that
boy got live.
Oh, man. Last night made me a UFC.
First off, I'm a little offended that TikTok guy has made more money than we've ever made in our life just by doing this shit.
That's wild, bro. I could have been doing shit.
What? Why are you? First off, you're doing a lot with that Jell-O shot right now, bro. Not only have you looked at it a few times, you done like smelled it. Like, you a wild nigga, bro. Like, straight up. You need to be arrested.
That bullshit.
You need to be arrested, bro.
Took the hell too premature.
So we got one last topic that I wanted to bring up. And it was something I saw about.
No. Because we ain't got in the Meek Mill and Wale.
I don't even know what the fuck happened with them.
That's a real thing. Because it's the backdraft.
I have no clue what happened there, so y'all got it.
It's the follow-up to what's going on with the whole shit, with the Drake Kendrick shit.
Okay, so what happened
there? Meek Mill went on one of them tangents on Twitter where he talks about how he said the first time I met Wale, he was getting jumped in the club.
Okay.
That's tough.
And then talked about how they were like not real friends. They like, he always tried to be genuine with him, and he found out that Wale don't like him, and it was just like a fickle relationship with him and all that shit, like just public. And what I don't understand is these rappers just be like publicly putting this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like with the Ross and Drake shit.
Yeah.
Like Ross is putting out some shit that nobody would have questioned whether or not this man had a nose job, before this shit. Now, when you see Weekend bandaged up, like with the whole, like the nose surgery type, like the follow up to it, and he accepting the award, you like, yo, is he talking about Drake? That shit, like, nah, that shit's tying to that.
I just think the Weekend is a weird dude.
It is.
I think he's just a weird dude.
Him and Drake was like this at one point. You know what I'm saying? And so when he came, everybody was like, why the fuck is he wearing this shit? I remember when he got the award and he was wearing the whole, he was having, like, he had rhinoplasty and he was recovering from it. But it was bandages all over his head and it was over his nose.
You know, rhinoplasty might help your nose, Mia.
I can't afford it, bro. Blue Chew.
Like, I mean, it might help, bro. If you want to smell, like, rhinoplasty might help for real.
I don't care the smell though.
What? What if you need to save someone from a natural gas leak?
Shit.
What?
He said it.
No. How is that possible?
I don't know. Like, me and the Lord. I trust the Lord.
I do too.
Tyler Perry movies, nigga.
I trust Tyler Perry movies too.
I don't.
You know, Tyler Perry movies be having them good music. Like, yeah, they be having them good church songs. Like, you be feeling that shit.
I thought about getting one of those beards that they be having in Tyler Perry movies. I need one. I need what? He said it's only $900. I'm definitely getting one. If I can get a beard for $900, I'm getting one. He make movies.
Oh,
you know
that's right. That's a good answer.
So, I respect that. So, producer, can you put me down with the Salt and Pepper beard so I can join the Salt and Pepper beard gang here in Houston?
So you never had a beard before?
Never in life. What are you talking about?
But have you?
But you got
ass?
Like the outline?
Because
huh?
I've asked you. I've told you this before. Y'all niggas, like, look at this, look at this glorious beard, nigga. This is the product of eating ass.
It's probably the product of genetics.
My dad don't got no beard.
It's probably the product of genetics.
JC, my dad doesn't have a beard.
No, JC can't. So you ain't eating no ass then, huh? So that's what it is. Look, put the camera on JC. Keep it there. And you need to explain why you don't have a beard and he does.
I think it's genetics.
It is.
My dad don't have it. What you saying? I got this from my mama?
Yes.
Say my mama got a beard again, bro.
It has nothing to do with your mama having a beard. It's genetics.
Is your grandmother there?
did your grandma have a beard?
Bro, I can't grow nothing.
We ain't reached the point now, nigga. About to kill us.
But like, really though, I'm really offended that I can't get a beard.
Yeah, me too.
Can anybody in your immediate family get a beard?
My two brothers.
Oh,
my
Rollo got a beard. Yeah.
But first, you need to say Rollo instead of homeboy. I'm going to make sure you pull up
Rollo,
on you.
Rollo, no.
Put the camera on me.
Rollo, different.
Rollo, if you want flex with someone, JC, calling you out.
Me and him got a connection.
You know how I know my
post
means something?
He fuck with me.
Yeah.
If Rollo like
if Rollo,
my shit.
If Rollo is on social media, you know, like, okay. Rollo is a thug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rollo my partner. Yeah. I don't give a damn what they say.
I'm afraid of Rollo, and that's my brother.
I know, I was good with him when I saw in real time he was felt some type of way, and I saw him calm himself
down.
Yeah, because
he was going to plex with you, for real.
And I didn't understand why. And we ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, he
Rollo.
Still don't like Doc.
He don't like
he
Doc.
Don't like that. He said if he see Doc again, he
what
fold.
What
he do?
What
Doc do?
Yeah, when we was at the thing.
Trying to get footage, man. Yeah, he don't want to be on camera.
He don't
want to
be on camera.
Rollo don't like to be on camera.
I remember that. I remember
pictures. I don't even fuck with this nigga.
Rollo, if y'all think I'm violent.
Nah, I don't fuck with Rollo.
Rollo is a different type of black. Right.
Nigga named Rollo. Nigga.
He ran the yard.
No bush.
So. But he made it home. He made it home. Y'all got to respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Rollo is different.
Deuce will take care of that.
That's who got to be a kid.
Rollo needs to be on the pod.
He has to
But
be
he won't
on
do
pod.
It, though. He won't
I know
do
he
it.
Won't,
he
won't do it.
You know, Rollo remind me of that nigga that played on that series of not BMF, but the crazy nigga with the glasses.
What the bitch is that, nigga?
No.
Power. Ronnie.
That's who your brother reminds me of.
Rollo is like that.
So look.
Yeah, Rollo is like that. All right, make an appeal to Rollo. Make an appeal.
No lie.
Make an appeal.
This is why I don't fool with guests. I don't care to have guests on this show ever. I don't give a damn if it's LeBron.
I would show up, and it
would happen. You know what I'm saying? But if they be like, we got a guest, and they ain't tell me who it was, and they know it's LeBron, I'd be like, I don't care. I would want Rollo on there because Rollo is. I know he got some stories.
Oh, Rollo got some shit,
and he got some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And plus, I want to be on his good graces at all times.
If you go to Rollo's place in Dallas, I'm gonna tell you right now. You're going to be scared walking into his place. Rollo ready for anything at any time. And the dark-skinned nigga in the back, he'll let you know. Like, Rollo is ready for anything at any time.
What's
bro.
That shit that explode from the ground?
Bro, booby traps.
Booby traps.
My bro got
landmine.
Bro, Rollo is ready for anything
watch your
at
step,
any time.
Hey, don't step right there, nigga.
You know when people, when you walk in somebody's house, they be like, watch your step.
That's
like,
Rollo.
it's something like a tree that's standing out or something. Nigga, you may walk into a landmine. Nigga, that shit may blow up your right ankle.
Shout out to Rollo though, man. Like, yeah, no, that's
Rollo, cool.
Like, you know, that's my guy. You know, but Doc, he nah, I'm telling you, say you got beef. I'm telling him. Nah, Doc, he'll be here 2 weeks.
Doc pulling the J. Cole.
All right, so last topic that I wanted to get into was full body deodorant. What I What's just that? Hear me out. I've recently seen people maybe on the Caucasian persuasion.
Oh, fuck. It's white people.
Instead of taking baths, they have been putting deodorant all over their bodies.
But it's like, and through every crest, like behind your ear.
It's anywhere
behind
that
your
you
knee,
would anticipate
behind
sweat
your
to
balls.
Happen.
Behind.
They are putting. Do y'all feel like
rather than wash their ass,
rather than wash your behind with soap and water,
like under their neck,
they're
like,
putting deodorant all over every orifice
every
of their body.
Let me tell you the difference between us and them. Last night I showered
between your
the
toes.
Bed.
Correct.
This morning I got up
and showered again.
No. This morning I got up, hit the bench a little bit. Didn't even really break a sweat, but it was just like, you know, get the muscles moving a little bit. And then got up, made breakfast for everybody. And then right before coming here, I still showered.
As you should.
And then I deodorized. And then I put on some nice cologne. Like, white people look crazy. Like, straight up. Like, y'all are crazy.
What's so full?
Because why the...
There are ad campaigns for this now, too. It's you can see this on TV. It was, matter of fact, the first ad I saw was during the Women's National Championship game.
It was probably Caitlin Clark. Oh. And I rock with her. I rock with her.
It was not Caitlin.
But I'm saying, that's the thing, though. They I didn't even see this commercial.
They had a commercial for full body deodorant.
What is full body deodorant?
What exactly what it means?
Cologne, nigga?
Nah. No, it is full. It is full.
Febreze.
Roll on full body. No, Axe body spray is just body spray. It's Lumi. That's the name of the brand.
Lumi.
We got someone here who use it. Can you tell us? Can you tell us about your experience? Put the camera on her. Put the camera on her.
She can't. You can't see her, but she came in a little mini skirt. So she put the
full body deodorant right here. She
was,
yeah, behind the knee.
Man, yeah. Look.
So can you tell us about the full body deodorant?
That is the stupidest shit ever. Like, why not just shower
or bath
and put the deodorant on and then put some cologne
and
on
lotion
whatever.
And lotion
and lotion of course, but yeah, not scent it.
Like, I don't like to powder on.
I stopped using powder. I stopped using that a long time ago. Powder causes
I never
cancer.
Understood that.
It causes cancer.
Man. Yeah, milk causes cancer.
I don't drink milk.
Breathing causes cancer. Breathing,
hey,
in Texas.
Put the camera on me. Rollo, Doc said you shouldn't even be breathing, my nigga. So he said pull up for him.
Fucked up.
He said pull up next time you see him. All right, so anything else before we get out of here, y'all? I don't really want to touch on World War III that we're about to have, but it's on the way. You know what I'm saying? That's
I've been paying attention.
That's probably happening in the next 2 to 6 weeks, I would say.
Don't nobody give a shit about presidential shit.
Niggas no worried about rap beef.
We about to go to war for real.
I didn't even know that we was going to war.
We're literally about to be in World War III.
Man, I'm drunk than a motherfucker. This is crazy, bro.
Your players for World War III
are... You seen Trump go to Czech
Russia,
Chick-fil-A?
Iran, North Korea, China, U.S.
North Korea always in some shit.
Yeah, North Korea, they wild boys.
I thought him and Trump cool.
Trump ain't in office.
North Korea is the Kanye West of countries.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You're right about that. That's a great.
That's very.
Wow, that's amazing, bro.
Even in his whole Drake shit, Kanye is somehow in it.
Oh, Kanye gonna drop by next Friday. Kanye definitely gonna give them bars.
Kanye,
he don't have bars to give.
Yeah, he going don't. To though.
He doesn't.
He's
have
going
bars
to
give.
That Vulture's album is good.
It is.
Poopity scoop. You gotta do that shit again. Yeah.
Pop poop.
So look, y'all, we appreciate y'all joining us today.
Nigga start beatboxing.
If you would like to, join our Patreon.
Our
patrons are here. We rock
patrons,
with our patrons.
Patrons, make some noise.
We rock with
yes!
We rock with our patrons. We actually are accessible. We enjoy when people are around us. So
one of our patrons are here, and he's from London.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Bro,
he said Birmingham.
I'm sorry. Birmingham.
Hello, good hey, listen.
I said it wrong. It's Birmingham, bro.
Where the fuck is that at anyway? Where is that really? I don't even know. Where is
Alabama?
Where the fuck is Birmingham, bro?
In the middle of England.
It's in the middle of England.
It's in the middle of England.
What's the weather
Birmingham.
Like? What's the weather like there right now? What's the weather? Shit.
Shit.
We got better. Shit. We got better weather than y'all? Okay. Okay.
Much,
okay.
Nick said much better.
Yeah, now y'all don't be back there loving my man's voice. I'm really upset.
Nick said much better.
That's much what I'm talking
about.
On the pod.
I'm mad my voice still sound like that. Now y'all remember T know how to make her voice like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, she come holla at us.
Yeah, T ain't been around us for a while.
T come holla at us.
T been on injured reserve. You know what I'm saying? She been on injured reserve, but
T come holla at us.
We support her and her endeavors. Please do something in a British accent, please.
I don't have a British accent for you guys today. Very That's sorry. Good. I have a special guest.
But look, this has been episode 293.
Yep.
293. Hey, listen, again, our Patreon is fun. Y'all rock with us. You're going to have a good time. We're going to bring y'all in real time. And we're going to have a better time, bruv.
Man, we out.
A better time.
We out.